You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this special on-location episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. It's because of you that we are a 5-star rated podcast in the iTunes store. If you haven't done so already, please head to iTunes and give us that rating and review. Your feedback will help us produce a better product week in and week out. All right, so this week's episode, we are actually participating in our first whole body cryotherapy session. And I say we because not only do I participate, but members from the Elemental Training Tampa community get to check it out. And our gracious hosts, the U.S. Cryotherapy Center in Tampa, Florida, were kind enough to invite me in and let me record a podcast and then invite some more of my clients in and record their experience too. So I'm truly grateful to Jeff and all the staff at US Cryotherapy for being such awesome hosts and providing really above and beyond customer service. Their facility is state-of-the-art, and as you'll hear Jeff explain during this podcast, this type of therapy is really, you know, it's on the cutting edge of either pain management or stress relief, and all kinds of the benefits of whole body cryotherapy are really just being discovered now. All right, so that's enough of me rambling. I want to get to this episode. Please enjoy this on location episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. What's going on, guys? I've got another on location episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. I'm standing in U.S. cryotherapy facility about to partake in my first full body cryo session. Now, if you guys have listened to the podcast before, I've undergone cryotherapy before, but this is a different interpretation of the therapy. And joining me today is the manager of U.S. cryotherapy, Jeff Holtown. What's going on, Jeff?
Doing good. We're here, U.S. cryotherapy in Tampa, Florida. Want to intro U.S. cryotherapy to you and tell you a little bit about our philosophies and what makes us different in the world of cryotherapy. U.S. cryotherapy was started in Davis, California. We've got several locations out there in Northern California, a couple in Southern California, and we're expanding across the U.S. We have two here in Florida, one in Naples, Florida, and a larger new facility here in Tampa, Florida. We use a different technology than a lot of other people are familiar with. Most people have seen the cryo sauna that's cooled by nitrogen. So it's kind of a tubular shaped thing that you stand in with your head and shoulders out. This technology works really well, but we use a different methodology.
So yeah, I'm familiar with the cryo sauna. That was the cryotherapy I'd done before, but obviously with this, I can go in there and I don't have to worry because that's they use, I believe, like nitrous oxide essentially, right? So, which you can't breathe in.
Yes, that's liquid nitrogen. That's liquid nitrogen under pressure, and when it goes into the atmosphere, it turns into a gas. It's extremely cold, and that's what they cool those chambers with. I've done both, so I can actually compare and contrast the two. And you'll be able to too after mm-hmm. today. The U.S. cryotherapy method, being all atmospheric air, you're not being exposed to just nitrogen. It's quite safe, very effective, and just a totally different feeling because your head is inside the cryo chamber.
Now, what are kind of the benefits since I'd done the other one before, and obviously I could feel everything from the neck down was treated. What are the effects that mainly that you feel when you get it in, when you encompass your head in the cold therapy?
Well, you have thermoreceptors throughout your skin. So when you're not necessarily exposing your shoulders and your head, you're not really exposing all those thermoreceptors. This, because you're in a cold room, your head is exposed, you're breathing cold air, you're exposing your entire body. Those thermoreceptors that are being exposed are going to cause a cascade of endorphins. is what you're really looking for. You're trying to stimulate your body to heal itself kicking off a dopamine, serotonin, and a norepinephrine cascade. You get a big circulatory effect, so that norepinephrine is going to cause vasoconstriction out in your peripherals, pushing the blood back towards your organs to protect them. Mm-hmm. You're stimulating your fight or flight response.
Right.
And also, you're going to get a big dose of serotonin and dopamine. So those are your feel-good neurotransmitters, hormones. After getting out of here, as you warm up, you have a nice uplifted, relaxed, but on point feeling.
Right. And I definitely felt that the first time I did it, but I imagine since it's my entire body, since your skin is your biggest organ, I'm going to get even almost more of that, you know, those feelings afterwards.
Absolutely. A lot of our clients also report a really good change in terms of their sleeping pattern. If you're doing cryotherapy regularly, a lot of that has to do with the serotonin and dopamine response. You're feeling relaxed. You're able to drift off to sleep easier. There's numerous studies out there. And one thing about most of the studies, they were actually done in an all-electric walk-in unit, as opposed to a nitrogen cryosauna.
Okay. So full body opposed to the head exposed.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So one of the other things that here in Tampa we offer is a C4 unit, which is the biggest unit that US Cryotherapy offers at the time. It allows four people to go in at a time. So it's not just an experience for you, it can be an experience for you and three other people.
Okay, that's interesting, that's good to know. So obviously you get the aspect of there, what kind of temperatures will I experience, or can someone experience?
Yeah, generally our equipment is running in the minus 170 to minus 190 range. Mm-hmm. It fluctuates depending on how many people have been in there, but unlike a nitrogen unit, which needs to be cooled every time somebody gets in there, our unit stays cold all day.
Oh, so it's on demand, essentially.
Exactly. Okay. As people walk in, they can pretty much go from getting their safety protective equipment on, going right in, and the next group of people can go in. You know, we have the availability of not having to chill it every time because it's already cold.
Okay, so you can see more people and people can get in and out. They don't have to.
That's the idea. Okay. The idea is that our unit is extremely efficient and convenient for people. Everybody has a busy schedule. Mm-hmm. This is something you can pop in and do on a break, maybe a lunch break, or maybe on your way home from work, you can stop by and get your cryo fill for the day, quick and easy. Usually a client, except for when you come in for the first time, because we have a couple things to fill out, waivers and such, after that, most people are in and out of here in about 15 minutes.
Wow, okay. Because, what's the duration of the time in the chamber?
So, generally, our clients do somewhere between 2.5 to 3.5 minutes, depending on what their body requires. Mm-hmm. So, one thing that I had never had experience with before dealing with US cryotherapy is we do temperatures before the person goes into the cryo chamber and after they come out. So, we track your temperature, and we can tailor your treatment to you. So if I get somebody whose temperature is dropping too much, I know that they don't need to be in there for 3.5 minutes. That being our maximum time, I can back it off. Maybe try them at 3 minutes next time, see what their temperature comes out, and then tailor it anywhere in between there.
Okay, so it's all individually, differentiated, so people get they're almost getting their own prescription.
Exactly.
Every time they come in.
Exactly. It's kind of like cryo your way.
Okay.
Specifically dialed in for you. Mm-hmm. And, beyond that, we offer a lot of different types of packages so that people that are looking for different types of recovery, maybe an athletic injury, and their doctor's saying that they're going to need to recover over so many weeks or so many months, they can buy a package and tailor it to what they need. We obviously offer memberships to both unlimited and an executive membership that allows clients to come in 3 times a month and use the facility, use both our whole body cryotherapy and a localized cryotherapy. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, it's an efficient way to do it. You've got your 3 chamber and local treatments a month. And if you want more, you just add each one in for $20.
Okay.
Once you've reached 10 treatments, that would be a total of $219. The rest of the month is free until your billing cycle comes up again.
Wow. Now, how many people, how many times can someone do this in, a month? Could be every day?
It could be every day, okay. Yeah. We're open 7 days a week, so we have tons of availability. Generally, most of the studies seem to be done based on people doing it 2 to 3 times a week over maybe a 10 to 12 week period.
Yeah, that's what my next question. Have they found any detrimental effects for doing it every day or anything like that?
No, not necessarily detrimental, but kind of after you're doing it more than twice a day, you're just kind of at a net gain. You're not really gaining anything beyond that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what are you, obviously it sounds like your customer base is kind of wide ranging in demographics. Do you see more, because I know yourself, you're a jiu-jitsu brown belt, you teach jiu-jitsu, do you see more athletes than just regular people or
not? We're seeing both athletes, we're seeing people that have chronic pain, we're seeing people that are looking for the anti-aging. We're also, starting to crack into some of the younger people. We're seeing some high school athletes, which we actually have Plant High School that we've been working with. They're going to the state championship today.
Mm-hmm.
We were working with their offensive line, so yeah. Go Panthers.
I recently saw Instagram of those guys jumping around in there.
Yeah, they had a great time.
What's your guys' Instagram handle?
It is @USCryo. _Tampa.
That's a good kind of source for people who are kind of, they're thinking about trying it, but they want to see what really goes on. Jeff and everyone here at US Cryo, they put a lot of good videos on there of people using the chamber and then all the other services that we're going to go into after I get in. But right now I'm going to get all the protective gear on. I'm going to have Jeff tell me what I need to put on to get into the chamber.
Okay. Usually, most of our clients like to get maximum skin exposure. So generally for men, you're seeing a lot of people wearing shorts, maybe a tank top, a shirt, or no shirt at all. I've also experimented with going in with a rash guard, mm-hmm. and because that material is so conductive, it doesn't really change your skin temperature. It doesn't hold back anything. It still feels really cold when you're in there.
Yeah.
Women, we suggest either shorts or yoga pants, and either a sports bra, a tank top, or a t-shirt, something that you feel comfortable in. And the best materials seem to be stuff that's like synthetic materials, like Under Armour type material, because it's super heat conductive. You feel that material actually get cold. I have heard that in nitrogen saunas, you can't wear that because it'll stick to your skin. This is not the case. I go in here all the time with a synthetic shirt on, so we use this regularly with that. Along with those types of clothing, we provide socks, slippers, gloves, and head protection, which would differ for certain people. I'm a bald guy, so I use a beanie, but if you have hair, you can use an ear band that covers your ears completely. Or you could use a beanie if you feel more comfortable with that. We also put a surgical mask on our clients. Because you're actually breathing in this super cold air, it helps to have that little bit of warm air near your face, right, with the surgical mask, and it kind of slows down your breathing. So that's one of the important points when you go in there, to just relax and breathe normally. The air is a little bit dense because it's so cold, but it actually has a little bit more oxygen than normal, so.
Okay. Well, excellent. I'm gonna get changed. I'm getting all the protective gear on, and then the next voice you hear, you should be me heading into the chamber, all right? Let's do it. All right, I got all the protective gear on. I'm about to head into the chamber. Jeff is gonna lead me through. It's really no audio for me to kind of, I can yell, you might hear me yelling through the window, but Jeff is gonna do all the talking, and he's gonna tell you guys what's gonna happen, so I'm gonna turn it over to Jeff right now.
Okay, so what we're gonna do here is I'm gonna take Nick's starting skin temp. Nick's at 91 degrees. All right, Nick, I'm gonna go through a couple safety precautions with you before you go in. So this is a two-stage cryo chamber. You're going to walk into the first room, which is the pre-chamber. It's cold in there, but it's not as cold as the treatment room. Right now, the pre-chamber is at minus 35, and the treatment room is at minus 183. So you'll be 15 seconds in the pre-chamber. The lights will flash, and that'll be your cue to go into the treatment room. You're going to pull the door open and shut it behind you when you go into the treatment room. Okay. While you're in the treatment room, the countdown, as soon as that door shuts to the treatment room, the countdown will start down for 3.5 minutes. You're free to move about in the treatment room. I will give you a little warning. If you move around really fast while you're in there, it gets colder. It will drop your skin temperature significantly.
Okay.
So I would suggest, since this is the first time in there, you just do light movements, maybe a little shoulder rolling, moving the arms around.
So no shadow boxing or anything?
Shadow boxing will get you pretty cold.
Okay.
You can try it if you'd like.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Yeah. Just avoid contact with the walls or floor.
Okay.
We don't want to touch any skin on anything cold in there. Like I said, you can move around, you can pace, everybody does their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to actually put some music on for you too, which is one of the cool things. We can pump music directly into our cryo chamber.
Sweet.
So get some music going for you. And while you're in there, I'll be giving you cues as the time counts down.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and get you started. So as soon as you open that, again, 15 seconds in the pre-chamber, the lights will flash, and that'll be your cue to go into the main chamber. You're all set to go.
All right, here we go.
So while our clients are in the chamber, we keep contact with them the whole time. Where the client can both see me and I can see the client, so that we know that everybody's safe in our cryo chamber. So Nick's gone and entered into the treatment room. So just remember, slow, relaxed breathing in there. So right now, while Nick's being exposed to this cold, his skin thermoreceptors are telling his central nervous system to bring the blood back to his core to protect his organs. It's kind of a flight or fight reaction that you get by being exposed to the cold. So you got your first minute down, you doing all right? After this cold exposure, what we do with our clients is have them warm up on some cardio equipment. So if you could think of it as a pump in a way, we're pumping the blood back to protect the organs. With it, it's gonna go all the metabolic waste that Nick has in his muscles. And it's also gonna vasoconstrict, preventing new inflammation from taking place in those areas. As he goes onto the cardio equipment, that blood that has gone to his core will pump back out to the tissues, reoxygenated with nutrients, as if it's fresh blood going out to the tissues. So that's 2 minutes down. 2 minutes in. It seems like it would be kind of difficult to be in this cold room for 2 minutes, but really once you're in there, it's not so bad. And generally for new clients, we'll ask them if they want a staff member to accompany them in the cryo chamber to help them feel comfortable. So we got 30 seconds left. You did great. So in just 20 seconds from now, Nick will be coming out. What we'll do is take his skin temperature so that we can compare the difference between his temperature going into the chamber and his temperature coming out. All right, just watch your step coming out. And skin temperature is 44 degrees.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Ah, man. Definitely more intense than the cryo sauna.
Yeah, that's what the common thing that most of our clients say is that it's more intense.
Yeah, and I don't know if I went through 30 last time. I might have went a little bit less time.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys can hear it in my voice. I'm still recovering. But obviously, the total body effect was much more intense.
Yeah, it's that whole body exposure, having your head, breathing that cold air in, your upper body's being exposed as well, so it's a little bit different experience than normal.
Now, I know one thing you guys have here, it's a little bit different than the last time I did it. I'm trying to almost try to catch my breath and talk at the same time. But you have a warm-up center here.
Yeah, so after coming out, what we do is we have our client go and do about 5 minutes of mild to moderate cardio so that the blood will flow back out from their core, back to the peripherals, nutrient-rich, reoxygenated, making you feel great.
Okay, well, we're gonna transfer, we're gonna move over there and get me warmed up. Right now, I think I can use it.
Absolutely, but you have a 47 degree drop from your original point, which was 91, down to your end point, which was 44.
All right, let's go over to the warm-up center.
So out here in our lobby, we've got a couple recumbent bikes and a couple treadmills for our clients to warm back up on.
Yeah, this is nice. This is a nice feature because I'm definitely gonna need it to, need a little recovery time, I think, after that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a shock to the system. After you've done it a few times, you get the flow, and some of our clients don't even warm up, so some of them choose to kind of just go on about their business. So again, that's another thing that we try to make it as convenient for our clients as possible. So even if you do warm up, think about it, it's 3.5 minutes in the chamber, 5 minutes on a bike or a treadmill, and then a few minutes to get changed, a few minutes logging in when you first come in, 15 minutes you're in and out of here. So you can easily pop in on a lunch break, on your way home from work. One thing we do suggest though is if you're coming from working out, you might want to wait a little while, maybe at least an hour. Wet clothes can be a big problem, obviously, because it's sub-zero temperatures. You don't want to have wet clothes when you go in a cryo chamber. We actually don't allow it. Plus, you want the hormetic effect that you get from working out. So give your body some time to after that workout before you go and jump into the cryo chamber.
Yeah, I think when we talked before, we both follow Dr. Rhonda Pastor, who's done a lot of research on cryotherapy. And like you mentioned, it can have a negative effect on your gains.
Yeah, you just don't, you're kind of canceling it out in the sense that, you worked for that hormetic effect that you get from the workout. You don't want to undo it by jumping in the cryo chamber.
Right, okay. But obviously, kind of like a day after, if you're sore after your workout, this would be the perfect recipe to help you alleviate that. Now, are there any other chronic diseases that maybe cryotherapy, or they're finding that help alleviate some of the pain associated with it?
They're doing a lot of different research, but at the moment it's kind of nonspecific. Arthritis obviously is a big one. And actually this technology was originally developed by a Japanese rheumatologist, so that's, it's kind of ideal for that.
Right.
In Europe it's used to treat a lot of different types of pain.
Right.
But here in the States, since it's kind of an alternative therapy, we haven't quite reached that. U.S. cryotherapy is kind of at the head in terms of hoping to get, the FDA approval and working on studies and the things of that nature. We're also looking to make sure that we don't make any fantastic claims. You'll find a lot of people claiming to burn this many calories, X amount of calories in the cryo chamber. Does the cryo chamber burn calories? Well, it ramps up your metabolism, so obviously it does, but I can't put a number to it. Everybody's metabolism is different, so we don't make any claims that we can't be substantiated with science.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to say, and luckily now I can feel I'm kind of returning back to normal, but the one thing I remember, the biggest beneficial thing that I felt, especially for like a first time user, is like the rush, the like you were talking about the norepinephrine. That I get that immediate feeling like right now I could work out again.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the idea is that you get that rush, you get a boost from this, you know. But it's not like a jittery, caffeinated type of boost. It's more, it's very clear-minded. You know, it's as if you wake up fresh. It's like a recharge, as if you went in the cryo chamber and it's basically like you were plugged into your charger. When you come back out, you're fully charged.
Right. And you guys offer some other services. I know you mentioned earlier the localized cryo.
Yeah, so the localized cryo is for targeting a specific area of your body, used by a lot of our athletes. You know, for instance, it's maybe somebody who rolled an ankle, maybe they have a knee problem recovering from a knee surgery, car accident where they have herniated discs. We're treating all kinds of different people with those ailments. The localized, we target one specific area, generally coupled with a whole body, so you get the systemic effect as well. But the localized is a piece of equipment. It's a Zimmer machine. It blows out minus 25 air, and we target an area for approximately 3 minutes, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less. And again, like our whole body cryo chamber, we track the temperature, so we don't get the skin down below a flash freezing point. Generally, I like to keep a client's skin in the high 30s and low 40s, and you can really feel like some deep penetrating cold with that, which you'll feel after you warm up.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to try to localize, and you guys have the compression therapy, which is another cool thing.
Yeah, we use a Normatec dynamic compression. We offer the boots that go up all the way up your legs. We also have a hip attachment. Maybe in the future we might go for the arm attachments as well. So that is a compression therapy. You know, think about a blood pressure cuff, except for it goes all the way up your legs. Zone by zone, you'll get a compression pulse pushing and holding the blood, the lymph, any excess waste that you have stored up in your muscles. It will push it up so that your body can recycle it quicker. You get their motto is fresh legs faster, and you really truly feel that way. We do 15 minute and half hour sessions. And it's a very nice, relaxing thing. Afterwards, your legs feel completely recharged.
That's awesome. Like, this seems to be just a full service recovery center.
That's our goal. Our goal is to help people recover and feel better. So we work with anybody that has any type of pain, any type of they're feeling run down. Our goal is to help you feel recharged and pain-free.
Well, that's awesome, and you're not doing it with medications or prescriptions.
Nope, we're just stimulating your body to do it on its own.
That's awesome, and I think I'm going to get that localized done, but also had an idea. A lot of stuff was going through my head while I was in the chamber, mostly, just to survive. But since we had that extra room in the chamber, I think I'm going to bring some clients in here, and we're going to try to do a little group session to get that going.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're all about having group sessions in here. We can accommodate anywhere from a small group to a team, because we can do four clients at a time in our cryo chamber. We can go back to back and get a group through here in a timely fashion, and everybody gets the same benefit. Plus, it's really nice to be able to go in and have people to chat with while you're in there. You can play music. I had guys dancing in there, kind of little, cryo party, sub-zero club type of atmosphere.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do. So the next time we come back, guys, we're going to get a little input from everybody. We'll do our group cryo session, and then we'll let everybody kind of give their feelings about how it went.
Awesome.
We're about to go in. We got Sam, Mike, Alan here, about to go in, have their first full body cryo session. And how cold are we going today for them?
Right now it's at negative 170 degrees.
Negative 170. So they're trying to hit the 3-minute mark. See, I did it yesterday, and then Shannon and I are here also. We're going to try to do it. So these guys are about to go in, and we'll get the reaction when they come out. All right. Shannon and I just got out of the chamber. The other, Alan, I'm so freezing and my brain's not working right now. Alan, Sam, and Mike were in before. I'm going to go around to them, see what they thought. Mike, what'd you think of it?
Definitely was cold. I think it worked well on my body, considering getting ready for baseball season and everything. And I'm excited. Hopefully I can come back here again in preparation for the Berkeley baseball season.
Nice. Sam, what about you?
I feel refreshed. And initially when you first get in, you kind of lose your breath and it takes time to get your breath back. And otherwise, I would definitely do this again. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, Alan, what did you think? I know you were shivering coming out, but that's to be expected.
Yeah, I don't like the cold, but it was fun, though. It was a good experience, and I really feel good afterwards.
Yeah, like, energized for sure.
Definitely.
Shannon, you want to get some input?
My mascara froze and then it melted. I forgot I had it on.
So yeah, maybe no makeup next time.
No makeup for ladies? Is that something like you usually recommend?
No, actually, people go into makeup all the time.
Oh,
yeah, we even do cryofacials on people who have makeup on all the time. So
what'd you think?
That was awesome, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, we went the whole 3.5.
I'm not a New Englander if I couldn't last 3.5.
That's true.
So.
All right, we had a great experience here. I want to thank Jeff and everybody here at US Cryo for helping us and hosting us today. I want to give Jeff a second to promote US Cryo to anybody. How can they find out more information?
So you can take a look at our website, www.uscryotherapy.com/Tampa, if you're looking for our location. If you just go to the uscryotherapy.com, you'll find the franchise with all the information on all the locations that we have. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Maybe we'll do a Snapchat sometime soon. Not sure about that. It's not really my gig, but
yeah.
Maybe somebody can help me.
Mm-hmm.
We're located here in Tampa, Florida, 1905 West Kennedy Boulevard. Hope to see you guys soon, and thanks for coming out, guys. We really appreciate it.
It was awesome. Thanks again for having us. And this has been another, probably the coolest episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Woo! Woo!
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.